Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. The final hour of Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Thank you so much for spending some of your Monday afternoon with me. Does it not just get dark way too quickly? Now, I hate that about winter. I love the holidays. I love Christmas. I've always said I like snow on the ground in the month of December. And then if it could get, you know, in the 80s in January, I'd be happy. A month of snow. But obviously, for our skiers out there and our great ski areas here in Western New York, I hope for a very promising winter and some great ski conditions on the slopes this skiing season. But me personally, I like snow in December, and then January, we can get back to shorts and flip-flops for all I care. We're talking about the new variant, and what do you fear more? Businesses being shut down or the variant? And we've had two calls for the variant, and the rest, they're fearing their businesses shut down. And we are getting a lot of calls from Erie County, of course, and that's great, and we'll talk with you, 803-0930. But I want to hear from those outside counties right now who are, you know, looking at Erie County and laughing. I want to know, do you fear the state could take over and you would be under the same type of phases? Again, Governor Kathy Hochul has applauded Mark Poloncarz. So if she took over, if she got those powers back and was able to put those mandates in place around the state, you'd be in the same boat. So I want to know, for you, the outside looking into Erie County, do you laugh now, but with that fear in the back of your head that, yeah, this could happen to us? 803-0930. Bob in Tonawanda has been very patient. Bob, good afternoon. Thanks for hanging on.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
I just have first of all, they want the numbers and they want to know about this new variant coming in. But when you read online or anything about the new variants, all it says is you get a little tired, you may get a little achy, you may get a headache. All right? Now, in our county, there's around over 900,000 people. 124,000 people contracted COVID. Of those unfortunate people, they claim 2,000 people died. Well, that's less than 1% of the whole population. Now they want to, Poloncarz, our employee, we don't work for him, he works for us, never said what the matrix is to go from phase one to phase two to phase three.
Exactly.
He just has the power. So you go into a restaurant with the mask on, you sit down, you take the mask off and you eat. So if you're 4 foot, that means you don't have to wear a mask because you can walk around in a restaurant. If you're under 4 feet, you'll never catch this thing because it has to be over 4 feet using his logic. You know, the mask, even doctors say, you know, the mask doesn't really help that much.
The one layer cloth mask, Bob, like you said, many doctors that politically don't align themselves with me or with people, you know, who talk like this, but a lot of doctors say that one layer cloth mask doesn't do much, and wearing a mask into a restaurant just to take it off when you sit down also doesn't really do much.
And, I mean, I understand people have an underlying condition, protect yourself. We're all human beings. Protect yourself. If you want to wear a dozen, God bless you.
Right.
You know, and the shot doesn't prevent you from not getting this. It just prevents you from getting really, really sick and perhaps dying.
Right. It does prevent serious illness. But Bob, as you said, I mean, look at the breakthrough cases. Half the cases now in Erie County are breakthrough cases. You know, I mean, the last five people I've known to have COVID-19, including Tom Bowerly, were all breakthrough cases. So, Bob, you make a great point, and I think that plays into the messaging. When they were trying to sell it from the beginning, they should have been more honest about what this shot really is.
Well, my other concern is, you know, everybody wants to buy this hand sanitizer. And I tell everybody, let your kid drink out of a hose and eat dirt. What do you mean eating dirt? Tell them to wash their hands. Don't use the hand sanitizer. The hand sanitizer is killing the bacteria that we need to prevent sickness, prevent illness, to help our immune system. That's the way our bodies are set up. You know, but according to the lady, the doctor from South Africa, who first discovered this new variant, it's all it makes you do is you're tired.
Right. It's not, it's mild symptoms at most. And she has yet to see one person go to the hospital over this new variant. This should be news that we are happy about, not news that we are overreacting and panicking about.
Now, I'm going to throw a curveball.
Uh-oh.
I mean, the Democrats are bringing this all up, you know, all about this new COVID. Are they trying to get us away from
Maxwell's trial?
Yeah, we're not seeing any of that on the news.
You know, Bob, I saw it. It's funny you mention that right now, because 10 minutes ago during the news break, I saw a tweet that said the same thing. So it's funny that the first call out of the break, you bring up the same thing. But Bob and Tonawanda, I appreciate the call. Opening a line for you at 803-0930. And, you know, that he mentioned it. The news from South Africa about, you know, so far, the cases they've seen with this new variant are mild cases. People are not going to the hospital. We should be celebrating this news. This should make us hopeful. If the dominant variant of COVID is the COVID that's not sending people to the hospital, okay, maybe it's more transmissible. Maybe it takes over. But if it's less serious and more flu-like symptoms, and I'm not saying the flu isn't serious. Please do not take what I'm saying. Don't take what I'm saying out of context. But if this is a less serious and less, it sends less people to the hospital, we should be happy that this is the variant that is taking over. We should be applauding this variant taking over Delta if it sends less people to the hospital. But you don't hear that positive news. You see President Joe Biden out there with Dr. Fauci. You see Kathy Hochul declaring a state of emergency. And, you know, again, very reminiscent of March 2020. Different people, of course, that at the time was President Donald Trump and Governor Cuomo. But you're starting to see this again, and it's putting people in a panic. And why panic people if it's unnecessary? I think we should be honest and before doing all of this stuff, before, you know, putting this panic into people, we should step back and make sure we have the answers first. Joe Biden said something ridiculous today that I'm going to play for you after the bottom of the hour news. Someone also said, how can Kathy Hochul shut down the place? Who gave her the executive powers? Well, I would like to ask that texter this. Do you think she'd have a problem getting executive powers from the supermajority in Albany? Because I don't. 803-0930, *930. What do you fear more, COVID variant or the shutdowns? Let's go to Buffalo and talk with Lisa. Lisa, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Lisa, what do you fear more?
So I actually fear more of the mask mandates. And the reason I called was, I'm very tired of the constant fear tactics. My husband and I both work in healthcare. We have been fully vaccinated since January of last year. And that was a great point you brought up about the breakthrough infections. My entire household, all five of us just survived COVID. We all got it. And my kids were not vaccinated because they were young, you know, too young to be vaccinated. And my husband and I both got it. And I think I'm also tired of everyone saying that this is my civic duty to get a vaccine. If you would have been around me when I had COVID full-on symptoms, you would have gotten COVID from me. So do not, I'm tired of hearing the vaccine's going to prevent transmission, because you can't tell me that. And then are you going to tell me that it made my symptoms less? Who knows? I was pretty sick for 10 days, but I survived. So I do fear the mask mandate because I don't think it does anything. My children wore masks at school, and they got COVID from close contact.
Wow.
And so when you ask polling cars, and then actually Bernstein commented as well, because someone brought that up, why are we putting masks on if it doesn't even prevent it in the schools? So, yeah, I fear the mask mandate. It is going to ruin so many businesses, and I feel that people really need to know the truth. And I'd like more stats about breakthrough cases.
And by the way, that question about masks in school was asked by our very own Tim Winger. So shout out, Tim. Lisa, you know, you said you and your husband are both in the healthcare profession. Why don't more people in the healthcare profession speak out?
I think they're fearful of it. I think fearful probably for, I shouldn't say retaliation, but for who you work for. Again, also, we are supposed to promote, I was about the vaccine, and I still am for high-risk individuals, but I'm going to say this flat out, after what my children just barely went through, I would not vaccinate my children, and the only reason I will have to vaccinate my children is because we will want to travel. It is the only reason. I would not vaccinate, for me personally, I would not choose to vaccinate my children, but I'm going to be strong-armed to do so, and I think that's why, because we're in healthcare, and I think there's a lot of pressure.
You know, you say, and I always say, I urge it for those who are high risk. I'm vaccinated myself because I want to, you know, be able to do things like travel, live my life. But do you think it'd be better? You work in healthcare. If people like Mark Poincaré, Dr. Gail Burstein, if they didn't make such blanket statements about the vaccine and they said exactly what you just said, if you're high risk, if you're immunocompromised, I feel mandating it for everybody who's, you know, above the age of 5, I feel like that's just turning more and more people off when, as you said, it's not necessary for the younger people to be vaccinated.
No, yeah, I agree with you. I think they need to be more transparent. They need to be more truthful about it, because why are you mandating? Did you tell anybody last year that they would need a booster? Now they're mandating everybody to need a booster. I can't wait until work tells me I need a booster, and I'm going to say to them, I just had my booster. My whole house just had COVID.
Right.
Probably be strong-armed into getting a booster. And the problem I have with that is what happens in 6 months. So this fear with this new variant, I wish also people would wrap their heads around it is a virus, and we are going to have it's going to continue to mutate. This isn't going anywhere, and it's been almost 2 years. And we've been living in fear, and we have to move on. And quite honestly, I'm not going to say I'm thankful we got COVID, but I knew it was going to come to my house eventually. It's going to make it to everyone's homes if you think about it. It's you got colds, flus, that's what happens. We can't live in masks forever.
Lisa, great call. Thank you so much. That is Lisa in Buffalo. Beamer in for Bowerly. How you doing on this Monday afternoon? 803-0930. That's the number to get on. That's the number to text the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. I thought you'd be interested to hear this. This is on Twitter from the Village of Williamsville. I retweeted it at the Joe Beamer. And it says, Williamsville Mayor Deb Rogers echoes the sentiments that West Seneca Supervisor Gary Dixon shared on the county mandates in hospital capacity. By the way, West Seneca Supervisor said he has his vaccine and booster and has no problem wearing a mask, but he's speaking out against mask mandates, requiring them, and urging Erie County to find other ways to address hospital capacity. And again, that is being echoed by Williamsville Mayor Deb Rogers. So more to come. And as you heard from Supervisor Gingrich from from Marilla, it'll take more people in positions of power standing up to the county. And that, you know, starts with these municipalities here in Erie County. So refreshing to see more and more step up. And I live in Williamsville, so that is very refreshing to see that news on Twitter. Again, if you want to see that tweet, it's from the Village of Williamsville. I retweeted it at the Joe Beamer. 803-0930. Again, that is the number The Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board has been very busy in the last hour. I'm not going to say that there wasn't much action in the first 3 hours, but this hour it has been the most busy, and I hope you are all texting very safely, by the way. Someone texted in, I fear the shutdowns, and then the shutdowns, and the shutdowns of the shutdowns, and the shutdowns. And, you know, Lisa from Buffalo said before we went to traffic, When is this going to stop? And that seems to be the question now. When is this going to stop? It is a seasonal virus. We are not going to get to COVID zero. And it seems like every time a politician says, we know we're never going to get to COVID zero, they then put mandates in and measures in that look like they're trying to get to COVID zero. That's just not possible. There's not one doctor out there that's going to tell you that COVID zero is a possibility. So if we continue these mandates to get to an unrealistic COVID zero, then when are they going to stop? Because if the goal is COVID zero, they will never stop. That'll never happen. COVID is here to stay. COVID-19 is here to stay. It's just like the flu. It's seasonal. You're going to get your spike in the winter. And yes, I will always say this. We have to protect the vulnerable, the high risk, the immunocompromised. Of course, we have to do that. We do that with the flu as well. You know, I remember right before COVID, I got really sick with the flu after having my flu shot. And I was at my grandmother's 95th birthday. And I was really, we were all really concerned, you know, that my grandmother was going to get the flu at 95. That becomes a problem. Luckily, you know, they have medicine, which they're going to have for COVID with the new antiviral pill. And my grandmother was fine. She actually never got the flu. But still, this is what COVID is now. This is a seasonal thing. And yes, we protect those who are high risk, immunocompromised. They have the vaccine. You heard Lisa say those who are in those categories definitely should get the vaccine and get boosted. But is every November? And I feel like I'm going to have to keep asking this question. Is every November we're going to get threats from the county executive, threats from the governor, threats from the president about going through phases, mandates, and shutdowns? This is the second year in a row, and there's no end in sight. Again, if your goal is COVID zero, we're never going to get there, which means we're always going to have these mandates.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Time Life will throw in love songs of the 60s and 70s at no additional cost to you. Just a extra shipping and handling. I know I always bring those up, but remember those commercials? Those were great. You know, 2 a.m, you just stayed up. You played video games all night. 2 a.m, you find paid programming on all the stations. And it's the Time Life love songs of the 80s. You know, and it's, you got Gloria Estefan. You've got, whoever else, Air Supply, right? And they're showing videos of these songs, people holding hands on the beach. And if you call now, not only will we throw in the 60s and 70s, but we'll also throw in a sampler of all of Time Life original favorites, including melodies of the 40s and 50s. You know, I understand things are progressing, right? We can get everything on our phone now. You don't even need a radio to listen to talk radio. But there was something to be said about CD sets and CD collections, right? You go to someone's house, they had one side had all the VHSs on shelves and the other side of the entertainment center. Remember those huge, bulky entertainment centers? And the other side had all the CDs. You had a nice stereo system connected to the TV and a CD player. And you'd get your Time Life CDs out. And you say, ooh, I've got someone coming over tonight. I'm going to light the fire, make a nice meal, get a bottle of wine, and play Gloria Estefan, anything for you. Sounds like a good night, right? Maybe now we know why I had so many issues dating in high school. welcome back. It is Beamer in for Bowerly, and I don't know. I'm just in a goofy mood today. I like to look on Twitter while I'm in break, and this is a tweet from someone who works in a school district where every student needs to be masked, okay? Turns out my rat... Oh, and I also had to clean up the language, just so everyone is aware. I'm not saying the words you can't say. The tweet says, turns out my rapid test was a false negative. My students gave me COVID. Blank anyone screaming to demask our kids. You're the reason why I'm now infected. So let me get this straight. You're vaccinated in a school full of masked children. And you're saying, explicitive to everyone that's screaming to demask our kids. Well, what good did the masks do? Your tweet literally just canceled out your tweet. You're blaming your students for giving you COVID in a school where masks have to be worn all day, every day for the last 2 years. And then you're saying explicitive to those that say these kids shouldn't wear masks. Well, listen, moron, you just said you got COVID from your students who are fully masked. While you were masked and vaccinated. So what good did the mask do? I mean, it seems like one is a response to the other. It's the same tweet. You just called out your students who are fully masked. You called them out for giving you COVID. Person who is fully vaccinated probably doubles up their masks. And you are blaming the students and then saying that all those other people are wrong to want to demask the kids. Well, I'm sorry, you just proved the point. You just proved the point of most people who've called in today. You've just proved the point to those who are standing up and telling the county their mask mandate doesn't really do any good. Because you, just like Mark Poloncarz did a week ago, are pointing out classroom spread. Well, if there's classroom spread in a strictly masked classroom, and you got COVID, What good are the mandates? The mandates are not stopping the spread of COVID. I don't know how you read this tweet and still press the tweet button. You know, at least I tweet some dumb stuff, especially when it comes to sports. Like, if you look at my Twitter now, it's all Max Scherzer talk from the Mets signing Max Scherzer, which is amazing, by the way. The Mets finally might be good this year. But at least I read before I tweet. I don't know how anyone in a right state of mind read this tweet and still tweeted it out. You're proving my point. You're proving the supervisors that have stood up to the county's point. It's just like when Tim Wenger asked the county executive, if there's classroom spread with masks, what good does a mask mandate do? There's no answer for it. This person is yelling via Twitter at those who want to take masks off of kids after saying that the masked kids gave them COVID. Am I the only one that read this? I mean, I was dumbfounded. I had to read this 15 times before going on the air with it because I thought I was the idiot. Now, someone's going to probably take that audio and, you know, play that back. Joe saying, I thought I was the idiot in the tweet saying, you are. But I read this 15 times. Turns out my rapid test was false negative. My students gave me COVID. Expletive, everyone screaming to demask our kids. You're the reason why I'm immunocompromised and now infected. So, because of your masked kids, it's the people who want to demask your kids who are to blame? That tweet makes no sense. And I obviously clicked on the tweet to make sure that it was someone who works in a district that is fully masked, and it is. I checked my work. But that is just absolutely ridiculous. And then, earlier today, listen to this. I've been very big, and as you know, fully vaccinated, just to put in context. I've been big on messaging from our elected leaders. They are their own worst enemy when it comes to the vaccine. This is Biden today. This is President Biden today urging people to get vaccinated. Listen to this. There is a follow-up, but listen to this.
The best protection, I know you're tired of hearing me say this, the best protection against this new variant or any of the variants out there, the ones we've been dealing with already, is getting fully vaccinated and getting a booster shot. Most Americans are fully vaccinated, but not yet boosted. If you're 18 years or over and got fully vaccinated before June the 1st, go get the booster shot today. They're free, and they're available at 80,000 locations coast to coast. A fully vaccinated booster person is the most protected against COVID. Do not wait. Go get your booster if it's time for you to do so. And if you are not vaccinated, now's the time to get vaccinated and take your children to be vaccinated.
Okay, so that's Joe Biden saying that you need to get vaccinated and your kids need to get vaccinated because of the new variant, okay? Now listen to his follow-up. That's because of the new variant. Here's what he says not 5 minutes later in the same press conference.
In the event, hopefully unlikely, that updated vaccinations or boosters are needed to respond to this new variant, we will accelerate their development and deployment with every available tool.
So hey, go get the vaccine if you have it and make sure your kids get it. But by the way, we might need a different vaccine. We might need to make adjustments to this vaccine. So it's very important to stop the spread that you get the current vaccine. But there's a chance that might not work against this new variant. I mean, just speaking in circles nonstop. I don't know. I just feel like it's the same stuff over and over again with these people. 803-0930. Tom is in Hamburg. Tom, good afternoon.
How you doing?
Doing well, Tom. What do you think?
Well, I think the shutdown would be devastating to the small businesses. They've already been hurt enough. They don't get any more nonsense. And I think the media and the government should be releasing some of the stats on the vaccine illnesses and problems with the vaccine that people are having and the deaths related, because I know they're not reporting any of that. I think there should be stats out there about all that. I think they should be advertised because I think there's quite a bit that people don't realize about it.
All right, Tom, you see this in the the places around you, Murillo, West Seneca. Do you think Hamburg's going to step up in against these mandates?
I hope so. I certainly hope so.
Yeah, me too, Tom. It'll be interesting to see. You know, we're just hearing that Williamsville is the next to step in line. It would be great to see these municipalities that, you know, border each other to all get in line and say, you know, these mandates are ridiculous.
Until people start standing up, it's never going to end.
All right, Tom and Hamburg, I appreciate the call. Opening the line for you at 803-0930. Yes, we're hearing that Williamsville standing up to the mandates as well, echoing the words of the supervisor in West Seneca, and we'll see where that goes. We are trying to get in touch with the mayor of Williamsville as we speak. 803-0930 is the number for you. It's the Biden clip I just played. I don't know if it gets any more ridiculous than that. You know, again, here I am fully vaccinated. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I do think people have the rights. And then you have Joe Biden, who's out there blaming everyone who's not vaccinated, and then saying in the same speech that you better get vaccinated against this new variant. We might need another vaccine. That's the message? If your goal is to get people vaccinated and not to just pit vaccinated versus unvaccinated people, the messaging over the last 11 months has taken so many 180s, has been so counterproductive. It's sad that our politicians, this is how they construct a message, but it's expected. Thank you, Alan. You will hear Alan's next traffic report as part of Buffalo's evening news in just about 9 minutes with Tom Puckett here on WBEN. The WBEN 7 First Alert Forecast presented by Exergen says snow showers tonight, a low of 30. Snow turns into rain tomorrow, a high of 39. Mostly cloudy Wednesday, a high of 40 right now. Steady at 35 and cloudy skies outside our Amherst studios. Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Talking about what do you fear more? Is it the shutdowns? And you know, you can say people are, you know, hey, Joe, it's just a mask mandate. You know, just wear your mask. And I will always say this. We have a lot of great local business here in Western New York. I have a lot of friends who are owners. I honestly don't want to get them in trouble. I'm happy for the ones that are standing up, that are not complying, and, you know, joining this lawsuit. I think this is going to be one in the courtroom. But this is just the start, and I will continue to say this. When you lay a four-phase system, and then you don't have any metrics to get out of the four-phased system, your goal, it's almost 100% that you're going to go to at least phase two, if not phase three. And I don't understand how anyone can sit back and say, well, this guy, he's doing a pretty good job. You know, he's laid out these phases. He's trying to get people to stop the spread. But you don't lay out the metrics to get out of it. So we don't know what we're looking for. I don't think the county executive knows what he's looking for. I think he's just waiting for a date to say, yeah, you know what? We tried, but now we're going to have to go to vaccine mandates. I mean, that's where it seems like it's going. And I don't know. It's sad. And as I started the show, it's sad to see so many people on Twitter bullying others, including those in the media, that, you know, have reasonable questions. And, you know, reporters in the media, their job is to report on the community, especially the local news. And if the community has concerns with the mandates, if the community does not like the new four-phase system, I think that's the news's job to report on those who have problems, those who have concerns. And I think, you know, and that goes for if the leader was a Republican or a Democrat. But for people who are associated with the county executive's administration, for friends of the county executive to be all over Twitter bullying these people, you know, criticizing them. You would hope you'd have something better to do with your life. But it's sad. And that goes for those that are, you know, every time the county executive tweets something, you say it. So I know it goes both ways, but the stuff I saw on Saturday night, just completely unacceptable. Well, we have on the line with us Debbie Rogers, mayor of Williamsville. Mayor Rogers, good afternoon.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm doing well. Now, we saw something on your Twitter page a few hours ago saying that you echo the words of the West Seneca supervisor. Does this mean Williamsville is standing up and not complying with the mandates of Erie County?
So what that means in the supervisor's statement that I echoed, so really what this is that if the businesses want to get together and take a stance, the Williamsville Business Association, they would need to come out with a statement saying that. And I would fully support that statement, but I think that initially they need to take the first step. Because I don't own a business in the village of Williamsville. I patronize businesses in the village of Williamsville, but it's ultimately up to the business owners to take a stand first, and then I would fully support that.
Have you been reached out to by local businesses in Williamsville asking for help in going, you know, in standing up to the county since these have been announced last week?
No, I have not received a single phone call or email from any business owners.
And now, remind the people, the village of Williamsville, this would be what area of businesses are we talking about here? I know Main Street, the more popular ones, because I also frequent those businesses. But what area are we talking about when we're talking the village of Williamsville?
So we're talking about the Williamsville Business District, which essentially runs from Union Road to Williamsville South High School, which is Hirschville Drive. So that is essentially the Main Street Business District that we're talking about and that is within the Village of Williamsville limit.
All right. So just to reiterate, if the Williamsville Business Association puts out a plan and you will be there to back them up?
Yes. I will be there because these businesses have really been through hell and back over the last 20 months. And we have enough vacancies on Main Street. I certainly don't want to add to those vacancies. And I can tell you that I've heard from a lot of people who have said they are taking their shopping and dining out of Erie County, and they are going to neighboring counties who are not having the mask mandates. So we are essentially all being harmed by this, whether we're a resident, whether we're a business owner, whether we're a patron of the businesses in the village, we are all being harmed by what is currently taking place.
Well, Mayor Rogers, I think this is a great note to end the show on, and I thank you for giving us a few minutes of your time.
Sure. Happy to do so. Take care.
Thank you. That is Debbie Rogers. She is the mayor of Williamsville, and as she said, if the Williamsville Business Association gets together and stands up to Erie County's mask mandates, she will be there to back up those businesses, and I'm sure we'll be hearing more of that in the days to come. As I said, tomorrow at 2:06 to kick off this very show, Corey Hogan from Hogan Willig will be joining us to talk about their lawsuit against the county and the county's mandates. So that's how we will kick off the show tomorrow. I thank you for the calls. I thank you for the texts. I thank you for the social media interaction. We will be back here tomorrow in for Tom Bowerly on WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.